Okay, today I wanted to talk a little bit about the inyan of answering amen to a bracha. There's a lot to talk about, and it would really be more. It should be more than one time in halach. Sure, maybe it will be, but for now we'll just give a basic overview of the topic of answering amen. Shulchan Aruch paskins this in some reish tes vav sif beis that one is supposed to answer amen. The Gemara dashes from the pasuk Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Lelukenu. There are a number of important drushes chazal from that pasuk, but one of them is that when one hears a bracha, one is supposed to respond amen. But Chazal have some very flowery and emphatic expressions about the importance of answering amen. The Gemara in Shabbos Taf Kuf Yutes and Beis tells us kolaona amen b'kol kocho poschem lo shari gan eden, that if you answer amen b'kol kocho, the gates of gan eden are open for such a person. And quotes a pasuk from the Navi Yeshaya, Pischu Sharm V'yava Goy Tzadik, Shomer Amunim. So we darshan as if it's Shomer Amenim, that if you say the Amens, then you're going to have the Shari Gan Eden open up in front of you. Now the meaning of the word of the phrase Bekol Kocho is Pashtos, and the way the Rishonim understand it is Bekol Kavanoso. However, there's also value in saying Amen Bekol Ram, in saying Amen out loud. That Kol Kocho means that you're using all of your kochos to be able to answer amen. And also, a lot of times when you say things out loud, it's ma'orer, a greater sense of kavana, and that creates a greater sense of kiddush Hashem. What exactly is the kavana that one is supposed to have when he answers amen? So the amen is the Gemara explains that the word amen is Rashi Tevus of Kel Melech Ne'eman. So it's an expression of emunah b'Hashem and a confirmation that you believe in whatever, if it's a birchus Hashavach, that you believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is deserving of that Shavach, that it's an appropriate description. If it's a tefillah, like in Shemona Esrei, so you are likewise joining that tefillah to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for whatever that bakasha may be in Shemona Esrei. Shulchan Aruch does, however, tell us in some Kuf Chavdal, it's if you'd beis, that one should not answer Amen in a louder voice than the Mevarech himself. So the Mishnah Brura adds, if you're trying to be Ma'orer other people to answer amen, so then you can raise your voice a little bit. Like, let's say, in a camp setting or a school setting where you're trying to get the Talmidim or the campers to answer amen, so to answer a slightly more emphatic amen, so that that others will follow along. And Rav Lazar Moshe Horowitz, in the back of Brachos and Daf Memhei, he has a chiddush that just like you're not supposed to answer amen louder than the Mevarech, you're also not supposed to answer amen lower than the Mevarech. So you're supposed to calibrate to answer amen at exactly the decibel level of the Mevarech. And the Shevet Akasi has a tshuva where he seems to say the same thing, that it's supposed to be along with the Mevarech. Usually people make the mistake on being too quiet in their amens. It should feel like there's an amen. It doesn't have to be thunderous, but it should feel like that people, that when you're in a shul and you hear someone say a bracha, that everyone is emphatically joining along. Now, not only is it a great zechus to answer amen, it was a post in Shari Gan Eden. The Gemara Bracha Staf Nun Gimel tells us that Godol Ona Amen Yosim and Mevarich, that there's greater schar in answering amen, more so than being the person who is Mevarich. And Pashtos is because by answering amen, you're demonstrating that you're joining in on that bracha, and you're also independently offering an expression of emunah. So you're building on the bracha. So the bracha, you yotze shemeh ka'ona, and you're agreeing with everything in the bracha, and then on top of that, you're elevating a certain sense of emunah. The Machzor Vitri writes that amen is the gematria of both Shemos HaKadoshim, of Shem Havaya and Shem Adnus together. So it's a direct acknowledgement of the full Shem Hashem when one answers amen. There are certain types of amen that are not appropriate. The Gemara identifies in Brachos Daf Mem Zayin, Kala'ona Amen Yesoma, you bun of Yesomim. If you answer an Amen Yesoma, then Rachman al Son, a person's children will be Yesomim, and they only become Yesomim if their parents die. So that means that's not good news for the right? For you, if your children are Yisomim, Chatufa, then Yachtufu Yischatfu Yamav, Katufa Yischatfu Yamav, and Kolamaruch Bamein Marichno Yamav Shnosav. So, what exactly do these different things mean? So, the as far as a main Chatufa, Rashi writes that a main Chatufa means someone who doesn't vowelize the first letter properly. He doesn't pronounce the kamatz under the aleph. So it sounds like amen instead of amen. So that's an amen chatufa. The aruch says that the chatufa means that you answer amen before the bracha is over. We paskin like both of those things. You're not supposed to do either one of those things. You're supposed to answer the full with the kamatz, and you're supposed to wait till the bracha ends until you answer amen. That's what Shulchan Aruch paskins in Simon Kuf Chavdal in both of those things. The Gemara in Brachos, when it tells you not to answer an amen yisoma, so Rashi on the spot says that, and Tosus as well, say that an amen yisoma means that you haven't actually heard the bracha. So you're answering amen to a bracha you didn't hear. So everyone asks the obvious kasha. The Gemara in Sukkah Daf Nun Aleph tells us that in Alexandria, Shal Mitzrayim, they had this massive Beis HaKnesses that had Kiflaim Kiyotzi Mitzrayim. They had 1.2 million people davening there, and they didn't have microphones. So how did everyone hear the amens? How did everyone hear the brachas to answer amen? So they had this whole system where they would wave flags, and everyone knew to the answer amen. It's an amen yisoma every time. How is that allowed? So the Rishonim explained two possibilities. One possibility is that amen yisoma is if you don't know what bracha was recited. So you're answering amen just knowing that there was a bracha recited, but you don't know what bracha it was. In Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim, they're keeping count, right? Meaning they know exactly what the chazan's up to. So they know exactly what they're answering amen to, even though they didn't necessarily hear the bracha. Tosus and Sukkah, Dafnun Beis, quotes Rabbeinu Nissim Gon, that answering amen yisoma is only going to be a problem if you want to be yotzei the bracha. But if you don't need to be yotzei, you just want to acknowledge the truth of the bracha, then you don't need to have heard the bracha in order to answer amen. The Rambam passes this way in Perek Aleph Halach Yudalid of Hilchos Brachos. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Chavdal Tzivches says like Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rambam writes that some are machmir like Rashi and Tosos, that even if you're not chayv in the bracha, you have to actually hear the bracha itself, right? I mean, it turns out it's a machlokas. Do you actually need to hear the bracha or not? So the Bir Halacha, he says that since it's a machlokas, whether you do or don't, so shevi al tase odif, better not to do anything than to answer a potential amen that could be problematic. Another possibility of what an amen yisoma means is quoted by the Abu Draham. The Abu Draham says that amen yisoma means that you're respond to the amen way after the bracha was said. So the Ramah quotes that in Kuf Chav Dalet as well. They're not supposed to answer way after the bracha was said, and the Mishnah Berurah explains that means that you have to answer amen betoch kidei dibur. What if you're in the middle of learning and a minion breaks out next to you? So do you have to answer every amen to Chazar Sashatz when you're in the middle of learning? So Shlomo Zalman in Halacha Shlomo writes that if a person is in the middle of learning, you don't have to answer amen to every bracha or to Kaddish, but Kedusha and Modim thinks you should join in, because in general we always want to be mindful of not appearing as if we don't want to praise Hashem or be thankful to Hashem, similar to Tzibor's being Makabal Ol Malchus Shemayim, that a person at least should cover their eyes and at least give the impression of being Makabal Ol Malchus Shemayim, because you don't want to ever give the impression that you're doing different, that you dafka are like protesting whatever is going on. So these are some of just the basic Rashi Prakim when it comes to answering Amen. Maybe at different times we'll be able to get into it in more detail. Okay, have a great day.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.